USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The redacted version of a special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia election investigation gets released to the public on Thursday as the Attorney General has a news conference planned to coincide with that. While Democrats will be searching the report for any misdeeds regarding the president, Mr. Trump wants to hear the Attorney General say how far along he is in investigating the Russia election meddling probe start. The president tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor that his predecessor must have known of the abuses of power that was trying to stop his election.
I mean, we're talking about pervasive, horrible things that were happening. And it would certainly be hard to believe that he didn't know what was going on.
North Korea has announced it has test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon. Chairman Kim Jong-un oversaw the launch and said it had very weighty significance. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The feds have announced a huge drug bust.
Federal law enforcement on Wednesday is announcing charges of 60 people across multiple states in connection with the opioid crisis, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners accused of illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics. Ben Glassman is a United States attorney for the Southern District of Ohio. He says it will take a massive effort to get rid of all the opioids that are on the streets.
Enforcement and treatment are both critical, as, of course, is prevention, if we're to turn the tide of this opioid crisis. And I believe we can.
The threat has lifted in Jefferson County, Colorado. Authorities say that the young woman who had threatened Columbine High School and other communities apparently killed herself. Schools were closed there as a precaution. Superintendent Jason Glass.
We're planning on returning to normal school operations tomorrow with heightened safety and security procedures and ongoing vigilance in the days to come.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The one Republican candidate that's so far challenging President Trump for the 2020 GOP nomination says he believes the incumbent president is beatable. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The one Republican candidate so far challenging President Trump for the 2020 GOP nomination says he believes the incumbent president's beatable. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld says...
I'm not sure how serious Mr. Trump is about governing, honestly. He has a one-word environmental policy hoax, a one-word immigration policy wall, and I think sometimes his lack of experience and preparation for the office shows.
Well, speaking there from New Hampshire on CNN, he announced his campaign earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We have liftoff of the Antares NG-11 mission to the ISS. Engines at full power.
That's the sound of a fresh load of groceries headed for the International Space Station after a launch from Virginia's seashore. Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket blasting off from NASA's Wallops flight facility. The capsule with hardware and supplies should arrive by Friday, just in time for Easter. There's no ham on board, but NASA says they do have holiday food, including smoked turkey. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.